part two, continuing the explanation of the expansions of, we talked about the expansions of the original Vasudeva and Devaki and the spiritual world in Goloka and Mathura and Dwarka. They expand in the highest planets, and as the celestials, Prishni and Sutapa, then they become Kashyapa and Aditi. And as Prishni and Sutapa, they have Prishni Garva as their son. Sometimes they'd say that's Vaikuntha. And then appearing in the heavenly planets or in Swarga, mother demigods Aditi and Kashyap Muni combined, and they produced Vamanadeva, became their son. Now, something about the expansions of the original father of Krishna and Gokul and Vrindavan, Yashoda and Nanda, and their expansions, Drona and Dara. So there's some similarities and, of course, some important differences. That's mentioned in Chapter 8, 10th Canto. Chapter 48. Shri Shukavacha Drona Vasunam Pravaro Daraya Bharaya Saha Karishyamana Adeshan Brahmanastam Vachaha. Shukadev Goswami said, to follow the orders of Lord Brahma, Drona, the best of the Vasus, along with his wife Dara, spoke to Lord Brahma in this way. The Prabhupada says, quotes the verse 537 again, in Brahma Samhita. Ananda chinmay rasa pratibhavi tabis tabir ya eva nijarupataya kalavi go loka eva nivisatya kilatma bhuto govinda maripurusham tamam bhajami. When Krishna descends anywhere, he is accompanied by his own associates. Of course, they are not ordinary living beings. Krishna's pastimes are eternal. Nanda and Yashoda are the eternal mother and father of Krishna. Whenever Krishna descends, Nanda and Yashoda, as well as Vasudeva and Devaki, also descend as the Lord's father and mother. Their personalities are expansions of Krishna's personal body. Vasudeva and Devaki and Nanda and Yashoda are not ordinary living beings. In other words, they're not jiva, tattva. They're not tattvastha shakti, living entities like us. They're expansions of the Lord's personal body, sarup shakti, nitya parishads. The Prabhupada explains that Maharaj Pariksit knew this, but he was curious to know from Shukadeva Goswami whether an ordinary human being can come to the stage by sadhana siddhi. A sadhana siddha is an ordinary human being who, by following regulative principles of devotional service, comes to that stage of becoming Krishna's eternal associate. So Maharaj Pariksit was asking whether an ordinary human being can attain the position of Mother Yashoda and Nanda. So that's the question. Can they? Rupa Goswami explains, because Krishna's appearance and his childhood pastimes are eternal, Nanda and Yashoda should also be Nitya Siddha, eternally liberated associates of the Lord. A sadhana siddha is not qualified to attain the same post as Nanda and Yashoda. Well, here's our answer. Knowing this, and that his answer should be suitable to the devotional nature of the question, Shukadeva replied to King Pariksit with an indifferent attitude. Following the order means the order to appear as gopas and gopis in Vrindavan. Text 49. Jatiyor no Mahadeve Bhuvi Vishveshwore Haro Bhakti Syat Paramaloke Yayagnino Durgatim Tarit. Drona and Dara said, O Lord Brahma, please permit us to be born on the planet Earth, so that after our appearance, the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller and Master of all planets, will also appear and spread devotional service, the ultimate goal of life, so that those born in the material world may very easily be delivered from the miserable condition of materialistic life by accepting this devotional service. So Prabhupada's purport, he states, this statement by Drona clearly indicates that Drona and Dara are the eternal father and mother of Krishna. Whenever there is a necessity of Krishna's appearance, Drona and Dara appear first, and then Krishna appears. It is not possible for a sadhana living being to become the father or mother of Krishna, because they're already designated. Krishna's father and mother are already designated. By following the principles exhibited by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and their associates, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, which is Raghunuga Bhakti, an ordinary living being may attain such affection as exhibited by Nanda and Yashoda. In other words, they can attain Vatsalya Bhav. And it's not so easy even to attain the Vatsalya Bhav of Devaki and Vasudeva and Mathura, which is Aishwarya, Shitala. Right, we heard that term, Aishwarya Shitala. It is somewhat crippled. They had to do so much austerity. They showed an example, though they're the eternal mother and father. They showed in their three births how much difficult it was to finally get Krishna Mathura, Vasudeva Krishna, be their son. What to speak of Nandala Vrindavan Krishna? This is a very special mercy only of the Parishads themselves. By one's own endeavor, he can attain Vaikuntha form Krishna. And that seems to be indicated by the 12,000 celestial years of tapa that were practiced by Vrishni and Sutapa. And that only bought them birth as Kasyapa and Aditi, and got Vamana as their son. Well, of course, that led to being born as Vasudeva and Devaki. It's a great struggle. So text 50, or let's see what Vishnu says. This verse refers to the future lives of Drona and Dara. Mahadevi in this verse means one who has great pastimes. Drona and Dara will be born on earth where the Lord would appear. Krishna is Purna or full. Hari means he who steals the mind. The word is here in the verse. According to the logic of seeing the result, one can infer the cause. The words in this verse, Parama Bhakti, must mean Vatsalya Bhakti is suitable to a mother and father. In the future, others will hear about and glorify the services we render to the coward boy Krishna, will easily attain that most difficult to obtain liberation. In this way, Drona and Dara performed pure sadhana bhakti and prayed for pure prema bhakti. It was different from the bhakti of Prishni and Sutapa, who performed bhakti. Remember, it was Shraddha and Rati and Bhakti, and it was mixed with Astanga Yoga and Pranayama and Tapa. It was different from the Bhakti of Prishni and Sutapa, who performed Bhakti mixed with austerity and yoga. This was explained previously. The result of their Bhakti was also seen. Text 50. Astvit yuktasya bhagavan braje drono maha yashaha jagye nanda iti kyato yashoda sadara bhavat. Brahma said, yes, let it be so. The most fortunate Drona, who is equal to Bhagavan, appeared in Brajapura, Vrindavan. The most famous Nanda Maharaj's wife, Dara, appeared as Mother Yashoda. purport. Because whenever Krishna appears on this earth, he superficially needs a father and mother. Drona and Dara, Krishna's eternal father and mother, appeared on earth before Krishna's Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. In contrast to Sutapa and Prishni, they did not undergo severe austerities, penances, to become the father and mother of Krishna. This is the difference between Nityasiddha and Sadhanasiddha. Although Vasudeva and Devaki are Nityasiddha, but the point is, if one is naturally the servant of the Lord, he does not do austerities to attain it. But if we want to attain Vatsalya Bhava, we have to do a lot of austerities like Drona and Dara. If not for 12,000 celestial years, at least several groups of 12 years succession, performing Nirjali Kadasi Brat or Dwadasi Brat of only drinking milk. And like this. So these are the basic verses, and Vishwanath says, Drona was born in Braj as Nanda Yashoda. As Nanda. And Dara was born as Yashoda. Actually, it should be understood that Drona and Dara were Sadhanasiddhas, entered into the Nityasiddha forms of Nanda and Yashoda at that time. So something like some of the gopis also practiced in their last life and became Krishna's wives in this life. Now, these points about the identity of relationship of Nanda and Yashoda, Drona and Dara, and then Vasudeva and Devaki, and Krishna and Sutapa, and Aditi and Kasyap. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya explains on page 74 that a Vaibha Prakash form, or a four-handed Lord Narayan, appeared before Devaki, and that she prayed to see the two-handed form. In Treta Yuga, Vasudeva and Devaki appeared as Prishni and Sutapa. And for 12,000 celestial years, they did austerities, pranayama and ashtanga yoga mixed with bhakti. They were actually sons and daughters of Lord Brahma. They were designated to be progenitors and engaged in procreation, creation, expanding the population, but they refused to procreate because they only wanted to have one person, Krishna, as their son. Then after that yuga, they had Prishni Garbha as their son. Then Dwapara Yuga, Krishna and Sutapa became born as Aditi and Kashyap. And they had a son named Lord Vaman, also known as Trivikram. And at the end of Dwapara Yuga, appeared the original form of Lord Krishna. So they saw the appearance of the original form of Lord Krishna because they had developed intense love over three lifetimes of practice. Previously they had darshan, of partial expansions. Yet their love was crippled love, Aishwarya Shitala, Prema. The prayers of Devaki were full of awe and reverence. If we look at the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, part 2, chapter 6, 205 to 209, we see that there's this important point about Krishna expands in Ananta Rupam, and so do his part and parcels, his devotees, especially his Nityasiddhas. They expand according to the will of the Lord, to engage in various pastimes with them, either in his expanded dhams, Vaikuntha, or in his facsimile dhams like Bhoma Vrindavan, Dwarka, or Mathura, manifests on earth. So in the earthly realm of his Leela, or the Vaikuntha realm, or in the Brajagokul, Krishna expands in unlimited forms, and all his associates and Shaktis also expand to serve him and join him. It's common sense. So there it says that in as many forms as Krishna expands to enact his innumerable pastimes in the mundane and transcendental realms, Krishna's associates also expand themselves to accompany Krishna wherever he goes. All this is arranged by the inconceivable potency of Krishna. So we can't say how does this happen or why or when does this happen. And in Brihad Bhagavatamrita again, 2.6, 202-203. And you can summarize his statements there by saying, generally the expansions of the associates of Goloka Braj, first descend to Vaikuntha as eternal associates of Lord Narayan. From Vaikuntha they expand and again become demigods in the material world. From the heavenly regions or planets, these demigods appear in Krishna's pastimes on earth to serve according to Krishna's order. They descend to earth. And that's told so many times. Lord Brahma got a message that to convey the demigods when they were harassed by the demons in Kali Yuga. They were ordered by the Lord to go and prepare for the Lord's descent, so appear in different families in Mathura and Goloka, etc. Sometimes the Goloka Vasis, directly the Goloka Vrishvasis, the Goloka Vrishvasis from Nitya Vrindavan, they directly appear in the original forms on earth when Krishna manifests his pastimes here, Prakata Lila. So in summary, whenever and wherever there is a need for a full or partial incarnation of a particular devotee, those same devotees reveal either partial expansions of themselves or their whole selves. The Vaikuntha expansions are called avatars, and the demigods are called counterparts of those avatars because they are materially conditioned beings. For example, Vasudeva and Devaki, Krishna's parents in Goloka Mathura, appeared as Sutapa and Prishni in Vaikuntha, and Kasyapa and Aditi in Swarga, and sometimes in their original forms on earth as Vasudeva and Devaki. So now we can discuss something about the appearance of Mother Yashoda and Nandamaraj on earth. Vasu, Drona and Dara were blessed by Lord Brahma, and they approached. Vasu, Drona and Dara, blessed by Lord Brahma, appeared as Mother Yashoda and Nandamaraj in Brajbhumi. Yet Nanda and Yashoda's parenthood of Krishna is not. Is eternal. And this is in 10.9.21. Jiva Goswami says that Krishna's parents, Nanda and Yashoda, are described as directly from the Aprakat Braja in their full expansions to Prakat Braja. What did Nanda and Yashoda do to become Krishna's parents? Nothing. They are his eternal associates. They are always his parents, forever and anywhere. Drona and Dara received Lord Brahma's blessings after 12,000 years of austerity. And Jiva Goswami's conclusion is that the forms of Drona and Dara were actually the demigod or partial expansions from Nanda and Yashoda. Lord's blessings that they have Krishna as their son was not actually a boon, but a fulfilling of a prophecy. Because Nanda and Yashoda are always Krishna's parents. They don't need any boon from Brahma. Even Brahma doesn't have the power to bless himself to become the father of Krishna. He got ostracized from Vrindavan for his purloining the calves and boys. In Garga Samhita chapter 1, Part 1, chapter 15, verse 6 or 10. Once a partial expansion of Nanda and Yashoda appeared in Swarga as Drona and Dara. They are childless and they beg Lord Brahma to give the Supreme Lord as their son. On time for Lord Krishna's Prakat Bhoma Lila arrived, Drona and Dara appeared in Gokul. However, Krishna's eternal parents, Nanda and Yashoda, also appeared in Prakat Braj. Thus, Drona and Dara enter the bodies of Nanda and Yashoda. Thus, when Krishna is born, Drona and Dara were able to share the bliss of being Krishna's parents. In Lagu Bhagavatamritam, Sri Rupa Goswami says in Part 1, Chapter 5, 488 or 448. Rupa Goswami is describing that the Padma Purana says that after Krishna killed Dantavakra, Krishna returned to Vrindavan for 2 months. He did a miracle. He simultaneously returned to Dwarka in one form. He took the Vrijvasis back to Goloka, Vaikuntha, in another form, and he stayed on earth with the Vrijvasis. This establishes that there were two sets of Vrijvasis. One set was sent to Vaikuntha, and the other set stayed in Braj. Which Vrijvasis went where? In Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Rupa Goswami says the partial demigod expansions of Yashoda and Nanda, like Dara and Drona, they were sent out to Vaikuntha by Sri Krishna, and the complete expansions of the original Vrijvasis, Nanda and Yashoda, they stayed in Prakat Braj. This proves Drona and Dara had merged in the body of Nanda and Yashoda. When we hear that expansions of Krishna's eternal associates descend to become the original associates, we should understand that the expansions merge into the originals. All the Acharya's tikas say that when Krishna descends on earth, Nanda and Yashoda came with them. Oh, he descended. Nanda and Yashoda came with him. By Krishna's arrangement, Lord Brahma simultaneously blessed their Nanda and Yashoda's partial expansions, Drona and Dara, with perfect devotion of Hari. Then Drona and Dara merged into the original Nanda and Yashoda to join the entourage of Krishna as Prakat Lila. 10.850. The greatly fortunate Devaki became, Drona became Nanda, and Dara appeared as Yashoda. Drona on the earthly Nandagram are both expansion of the same Nandamaraj. Drona and the earthly Nandamaraj are both expansion of the same Nandamaraj in Goloka Vrindavan. Lord Brahma's blessings did not make Drona and Dara become Mother Yashoda, Ashasta Leela. Besides, Lord Brahma can't even attain Krishna himself. So how can he bless another to attain Krishna? C10.9.20. Lord Brahma's blessings merely confirmed their destiny. As counterparts of the original Nanda Yashoda, Drona and Dara merged into Krishna's eternal parents in Prakat Lila to share the bliss of Krishna's childhood pastimes. Drona and Dara were not ordinary material demigods who have been born as Krishna's parents. They were counterparts of the eternal Nanda Yashoda. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, before birth of Lord Krishna, Balaram and Krishna ordered eternal associates to appear as the demigods, to appear as humans for Krishna's Bhama Leela, Gopal Champu, Purva 3.76. Nanda and Yashoda were childless. They performed a Dwadasi Vrata for 1 year, and they got a son. So personality got Lord Narayan appeared in the dream and told him to have a son. Previously, on my order, you, Nanda Yashoda, appeared as demigods in your amshas, kala forms, as Devaki and Drona. Now, appear in Vrindavan, a place demigods cannot attain. Like Yashoda and Nanda, descent to Bhama Vrindavan and material world, the same principle applies to all Krishna's associates. The gopis, gopas, and the yadus and pandavas, all Krishna's associates have their own forms in Vaikuntha, Swarga, and the Prakat Dham, Sri Raja, Leela. And like Krishna's parents, Vasudeva and Devaki, Nanda and Yashoda, their position is eternal and, quote, already designated. See Lagu Bhagavatamrita. Part 1, Chapter 5, verse 496, and VCT 1078-16. Brahma Vibhart Puran says, Radharani, the partial incarnation of demigods, the partial incarnation of demigods and demigoddesses, they will return to their respective abodes and the Leela's over here. Then you and I will again live and go Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna's telling Radharani. In this case, the demigods did not attain Vaikuntha. They return to Swarga and continue their administrative functions, only to merge into Krishna's associates upon his next descent into the material world. As Krishna reciprocates according to devotee surrender, partiality surrender can't attain perfection. If one partially surrenders, he can't attain perfection. Yet Krishna awards them service in the prakrit realms to elevate them to the stage of full surrender. And when they desire nothing but Krishna, they can become eligible for Goloka Vrindavan. Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai.